Hello. This is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Welcome to the show tonight. If you have ever been frustrated by parking officers giving you a ticket, maybe patrolling around the area, just trying to find a reason to fine you, today, Zach, I have seen something that I think might be the weakness of the parking officer.
What, the people are going to get revenge on parking officers?
All I'm saying is I think their reign might be over. I think the time of parking officers being in power, being in control, those days are numbered. Those days are done.
Dom Fay leading a revolution.
Well, all I'll say is I'd never considered what happened today, but I did see somebody responding to a fine with a parking officer, and it occurred to me that this person had discovered their weakness.
Okay.
So this could be very handy information for the world to have.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. This is Dom's Google history.
Dom, you can learn so much about someone by what they search on the internet. That's why each week we go through your Google searches.
Yep.
You don't know what we found. You don't know what we're going to read out. What you do have to do is explain the weird and wonderful things that you've searched.
What do you got tonight?
Our first one was searched Friday at 7:35 p.m. What would happen if I never got my hair cut? You would become Rapunzel. What do you mean what will happen? Your hair will just grow long.
But forever? Or is there a stage where, like, it stops growing?
Yes.
There is a stage that stops growing.
Yeah,
that's
probably
what I was trying to figure out, right? Because I was wondering, right, if I just let it go forever, because I reckon the most I've gone before is, like, 4 to 5 months.
Yeah.
I was like, if I just went forever, would it, like, start, like, trailing behind me like a veil?
I mean, possibly. Unlikely.
Well, my hair also goes out, though, so it might end up more like a big Guy Sebastian, like the afro style thing.
I don't think it would.
It could do that. I think it'd sit an afro.
You've got a slight wave. It's not even a curl.
Yeah. But what do you reckon it would do? You think it
would
grow down?
It would get about to the middle of your back and then stop.
It'd probably be like a mullet, wouldn't it? That's what it would do.
No, you have to cut a mullet. No one's hair grows naturally into a perfect mullet.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's some.
It's not going to grow on the sides. It's just going to grow on the back.
I think so. I reckon that's
surely
possible.
I have noticed your hair getting longer.
Yeah.
Are you going to get a haircut?
I'm due one.
Or are you going for the long?
No, I'm due a haircut.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm just keeping my skull warm for the winter for the moment.
So what you're rocking at the moment is purely for comfort.
That was a principle we've had with my dog growing up, was we'd keep his coat longer in winter because obviously, you know, it's colder.
Do you follow many of the same rules that you have for your animals? Does your mum hide medication inside biscuits for you?
She absolutely should do that. No, look, probably in the next week or two, I reckon. So prepare yourselves, barbers of Australia. I'm on my way.
The next thing you googled, Tuesday at 9:59 a.m. What was Nickelodeon slime made out of? Obviously remember Nickelodeon, the kids' TV channel.
They slimed people.
They used to throw slime at people. Why would you care? Why were you thinking about it?
Well, I got slimed once. I was at, they were filming something at Nickelodeon World or whatever it was at Dreamworld on the Gold Coast. And they needed an audience participant. I was there that day. They called me up on stage and I got slimed.
Yeah.
And I was reflecting on that. I think I saw a picture of me getting slimed. And I was thinking, I wonder what that was, what I was covered in.
What did you think it was?
I
do you think it's some type of thing that they mine from?
Toxic sort
of. Some country on the other side of the planet.
I'd never thought it through.
A slime mine.
Well, I never thought it through where they're getting the slime from. I guess I thought it was like a product they'd invented themselves.
Yeah. So what do you think it is?
Well, I've Googled it, obviously.
Yeah.
It's basically oatmeal dyed green.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Well, apparently sometimes they do more delicious flavors.
Okay.
I don't know if they still do the slimy.
They do.
Do they? It's a good idea.
The last thing you googled
good
Thursday at 4:22 a.m. This was keeping him up at night.
Yep.
Does roasting marshmallows make them healthier? How? How would roasting a marshmallow make it healthier?
Well, you know, sometimes they say with like vegetables. If you cook them, it releases nutrients. You know what I mean?
The same is not true for marshmallows.
What I thought you give it a bit of a toast, is it unleashing nutrients like broccoli does when you put it in the microwave?
So you've always thought when you were eating cake batter, you're like, oh, this is totally unhealthy. I'll have the healthy version out the oven.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
It turns out pretty much no one's going to the dentist is the short version of a story out today, Zach. They've surveyed over 2,000 Australians and apparently 12.6 million people from that data, they're extrapolating, do not go to the dentist, are purposely avoiding the dentist right now.
I would be one of those, I would believe.
Well, that's more than half the population. What's the current population?
Yeah, about, I don't know, 24 million?
I reckon 12.6 would be dead on half the population.
Let's say that.
Let's say that. Dead on half the population to the number are avoiding the dentist at the moment. Which, look, I understand it's a scary prospect. Mm. And I don't think, I know you mentioned you're out of those fears, but it doesn't get any less scary when you grow up.
No, I don't think people are avoiding it because they're scared of the dentist. I don't think it's like, oh, I'm scared of the drill.
Yeah.
I think it's more like, I'm scared of what they'll find.
That's it.
What happens if I have to get one of those root canals or...
It compounds, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like each month or year you put it off, the fear just grows because you're pretty sure something bad's gone on up there and you just don't want to confront it. I went to the dentist earlier this year. Mm-hmm. And that was my first trip there in, I reckon, 9 years.
Yep.
Something like that. And, I mean, look, my teeth were all fine. I walked out of there feeling like I'd been given a free pass. You know what I mean?
So that's done for another decade?
Yeah. I'll see them in probably around 2030. I think I'll book that in.
I don't think I've been to the dentist in 10 years, probably.
Jeez. A whole decade. I mean, and you don't know what your teeth have gotten up to in that time. You haven't kept a log.
Yeah, but they don't hurt. So I figured they're okay. There would be some signs, wouldn't there?
Well, would there?
I hope so.
I mean, I sometimes think when it comes to... I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist here.
that's not a good thing to lead in with.
When it comes to this this whole dentist thing,
yeah,
humanity went like thousands of years without dentists.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, but we have no details on whether their mouths were hurting.
That's true.
Also, they probably weren't consuming a lot of sugar. I think that's probably the big difference.
People's breath would have stunk in like the 1700s. I just thought about that. Yeah. Have you ever thought about that? Like Shakespeare would have had stinky breath.
Yeah. They could chew on mint.
Oh, I don't reckon they did, though.
Why not?
What, you reckon Shakespeare carried mint everywhere he went? I reckon he had a stinky breath.
Yeah. It's a weird position to put your foot down with, but okay. I mean, I'm not going to fight you on it. You really...
I just think the odds are high. Anyway, look, I've wandered off track here. I apologise for that. What we want to do on 131060, how long since you went to the dentist? Because my theory is that if you hear people who are more years than you, you'll feel good about not going.
See, because you saying 9 years and I got checked out and I was all okay makes me feel like, oh,
that's it.
I got a few more years.
Well, so hopefully this can be some sort of a... I mean, there's one person who'll call up who'll be the longest since they've been to the dentist. They'll have a bad night.
And they'll make us all feel better.
That their anxiety, though, that they'll have about their own mouth will make the rest of us feel great.
Yeah.
So 131060, how long has it been since you went to the dentist? Zach, you've said it's been, what, 10 years since your last trip?
About 10 years.
We got Nikki in Melbourne on 131060. Nikki, how long has it been?
About 4 years.
4 years. Okay, well, okay, there's a chance now I've realised that Zach's going to be the person in the country who's gone the longest.
You've got a few more years left in you, Nikki. Don't worry about that. You don't need to be stressed. I reckon your teeth are fine.
Okay. Yeah.
That's Zach's really talking to himself there.
Yeah.
Can I say, knowing Zach hasn't been in a decade, Nikki, does that make you feel better?
Yeah, a lot. It's really expensive.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, look at that, Zach. Your anxiety about your teeth.
You paid all this money to go to the dentist earlier this year, and they just told you your teeth were fine. I'm going to save the money.
Yep. Melanie, 1060, how long since you've been to the dentist, Melanie?
It's been about 7 years.
All right, still below Zach. I'll be honest, I didn't expect you to be the person in Australia and gone the longest without a trip to the dentist. That's a real possibility, firming at this
stage. Well, I'm 28, and I haven't been since my parents were paying for it.
Right.
So I think that was probably around 18.
Jeez. Okay. Melanie, do you reckon Zach should go, or do you think he's fine?
Well, if your teeth aren't hurting, that's good. One of mine's just started to hurt, so I think it's time I probably go back soon.
I'll be honest. Occasionally, they start to hurt a bit, but I just go, if it's still hurting in 24 hours, I'll do something about it. And it never is. So it's probably just the cold.
Okay. All right. I feel like there's dentists all around the country cringing through this. But
my uncle's a dentist.
Yep.
He used to give me lollies for my birthday, and I always felt it was his way of drumming up business. Just ensuring at least you'll have one customer in the coming years.
Sure. I'm 13, 10, 60. How long since you've been to the dentist?
Oh, my God. I think I beat this. It's been like 13 to 14 years.
There we go.
I just went the other day.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
And they literally told me I have so much work that needs to be done, like almost every single tooth.
Uh-oh.
And they're like, you're lucky it hasn't fallen out.
Okay, that doesn't make me feel good, if I'm honest.
I mean, the aim of this was to make everyone feel better about how long it had been.
Sure, was your teeth hurting at all?
No, not really. I didn't really experience any pain, and I just got advice to go to the dentist because I'm pregnant now, and they told me, sucks calcium out of your teeth or whatever, so just go get a checkup.
Yep.
And they just told me all this stuff, and I'm like, oh, my God, and it's so expensive.
Mm. Okay. This was meant to make everyone feel better, Dom.
Well, hang on, look, we've still got James on 13 10 60. Maybe James can come home here and make everyone feel a bit better. How long's it been, James?
Hey guys, it's been 26 years since I've been to the dentist.
26? There we go. I got heaps to go, Dom.
Okay, well, you're not even halfway. Why have you put it off so much, James?
I went to the dentist when I was 6 in New Zealand before my family moved to the US, and I never went to the dentist again.
Yep.
And your teeth are fine? They feel fine?
My teeth are fine, man. They're fine.
If they're working, what's the issue? That's what I say.
Okay, dentistry's a sham. We're calling it on the show tonight.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News tonight, Donald Trump tried to dress in a sexy bathrobe for his wife.
Dead silence, not a smile. I wouldn't say it was exactly arousing.
Also, Ariana Grande described how long she lasted in her uni degree.
I mean, it was really fun. It was one of the most exhausting, overwhelming weeks of my life.
And Kim Kardashian described the smell of Kanye West's farts.
It has a little bit of like peach and jasmine and musk and sandalwood. It's a really unique mix.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, I saw a pretty bizarre scenario unfold today involving a parking inspector finding somebody. Now, I was paying for parking at the parking meter. As I saw, as I'm sure many people have in their life, the parking inspector in their high-vis vest with their wide-brimmed hat and their little electronic device walking up and starting to find the car right in front of me.
Did you feel like you needed to alert people around you? What? Get back to your cars.
Was that what you do? But just like get the
megaphone? I always have a megaphone in case that situation comes up.
Well, see, I'm a bit more sadistic than you. I think what goes around comes around. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, so you see that and you go, here comes a show.
Yeah, well,
I'm going to kick
thinking.
Back
yep.
and watch people get fined.
I mean, it's a free show. I mean, you'd be mad not to. But anyway, so as they're doing the fine here, and it's they're at the stage where it's printing out of their machine so they can put it under the windscreen wiper, I see that this is about to escalate because this car, the lights go off to indicate it's just been unlocked. Yep. And I know, okay, the timings have worked out brilliantly here. Somebody's coming back to their car. They're going to come into the parking inspector. I thought I was in for a fun matinee. I'm getting a full performance here at this stage.
That person, I imagine, is going for quite a long distance opening of their car.
You reckon?
They're going for as far away as they can, trying to open it, just to give an indication, I'm coming.
Yeah.
I need to buy some time.
Well, because I was wondering at this stage, am I going to see an angry outburst? Am I going to see pleading, maybe bargaining? All the signs of grief, I suppose, might come out in this scenario. But then what happens is the person comes around the corner and I realize I might be in a world first because the person walking to their car is also wearing high vis and a wide-brimmed hat and carrying an electronic device.
And the parking inspector has booked one of their own.
In what sounds like something that should be narrated by David Attenborough.
Yes.
They've turned on their own kind.
Yeah, a lion was stalking an animal.
Yes.
They finally get a good look at it and they go, oh no, it's a lion. What happens here?
I mean, I don't know if this has occurred before. I imagine that was not the parking inspector's intention. This wasn't an official parking inspector vehicle.
It's like the police kicking down the door at the bank to catch the bank robbers and there's just police on the other side. No.
Well,
what
so
do we do?
This parking inspector comes up. And he says, come on, man, what are you doing? And he's like, you know, there's protocol. I got to follow it. And the guy says, and I didn't know this exists. The guy says, but what about the code?
Oh.
And it occurs to me that there's some sort of code amongst parking inspectors, clearly, which is, and I don't know.
Don't get one of your own.
I don't know if similar to like the police, it's a pledge you swear the day you take your wide brimmed hat.
Yeah.
We will not find our own, something along those lines. But the guy does a, he looks a bit around, he looks at me a bit suspiciously, but makes sure no one else is around and says, fine, but don't tell anybody about this.
Well, fine's not the best word to use.
That's true. But says, don't tell anybody about this. Takes the ticket off the windscreen, cancels it in his machine and walks away.
Mm.
Now, firstly, I didn't know whether I needed to report this, whether I've just noticed corruption in the ranks. Is this going to be the next season of Underbelly?
No, what you've discovered is a great hack.
Well, this is where my mind's gone to. If everybody out there carries in their car now a high-vis vest and a wide-brimmed hat and a little electronic device, we'll never need to pay for parking again.
You know what to say. Yeah. What about the code?
What about the code? In fact, you know what? Having it in your car probably won't help. I think maybe we just need to dress in this in future.
Yeah.
If there's any chance you're street parking on a certain day,
mm-hmm.
in the morning, forget any other clothes. You're wearing your high-vis vest, your wide-brimmed hat, and an electronic
device.
What's
that outlay, do you reckon? That's got to be under $100 to get that stuff.
Yeah, I reckon so.
And that's one fine.
Yeah.
So you paid it off, you know, in 1 week pretty much. You can park wherever you want.
Absolutely. I mean, the park inspectors might get confused when there's hundreds of people looking like park inspectors walking around, but we'll make it work.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. Just on the runway, we're gonna guess where you've come from.
131060, if you are currently on your way home from the airport, we believe by asking just three questions, we can figure out where you have been, whether it was a business trip, visiting family, or just a holiday.
It's a little bit of a geography test and a little bit of a test to see how in tune everybody is with their travel destinations. Bridget in Melbourne is our first contestant. Bridget, the first question I got for you is, did you have carry-on baggage alone or did you check in baggage as well?
I had only carry-on.
Ooh, short trip, Dom.
All right,
short trip.
Good stuff. What do you got, Zach?
Okay, traveling from Melbourne, Bridget, I'm going to ask, did you get a tan at your location?
Sorry?
Did you get a tan? Was it sunny?
No.
Okay.
No tan, no sun.
Okay, Bridget, was it in the same time zone as Melbourne or a different one?
Not the same time zone.
Okay. All right,
okay,
well.
So she hasn't gone north.
No.
It wasn't sunny. So I'm and also thinking it wasn't Queensland anywhere and on maybe the east not coast. Perth.
Well, anywhere east coast would be the same time zone as Melbourne, obviously. Yeah. So it's got to be Perth or Adelaide or possibly Darwin.
I'm thinking Adelaide because she didn't take any luggage. And Adelaide's what, like an hour away or something?
Oh, let's do this. Bridget, have you come from Adelaide?
Yeah, I did.
Come on.
One from one.
Oh, look at that. That's unbelievable. Woo! That is, we've kicked a goal within the first 60 seconds of play there, Zach. You don't get that often in this game,
Let's continue this streak. We have Michelle in Melbourne. I've got the first question. Michelle, at the place you came from, what side of the road do they drive on?
On the left.
Okay, I think it's within Australia, Dom, possibly the UK it could be also.
Michelle, how many movies did you watch on the flight?
Would have had time to watch not even one movie.
Oh, okay. It's a short flight. It's a short flight. One more question.
Who's a famous person from the place you've been?
Who was a famous person?
Like who's the city known for?
Nicole Kidman used to live there.
Oh, you know this, Dom?
I do know that Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban lived briefly in Caboolture, just out of Brisbane. I imagine Nicole Kidman also spent some time maybe at the acting school in Sydney.
I think maybe Sydney.
Sydney's the best option.
Because you couldn't fit a movie in.
That's true. All right, Michelle, have you come from Sydney?
Yes.
Oh, look at this!
Two from two! Well,
this is unbelievable. What a streak.
Ooh, here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, this is remarkable.
This one might be a bit harder. I've got a note through on this one. This person has a job that might throw this off a little bit.
Okay.
Maddie in Sydney. I understand you're a flight attendant.
Yes, correct.
Oh, Dom, this is going to make the questions hard.
It does.
Because Maddie probably wasn't living at the destination. She probably only spent a little bit of time there.
Okay, well, let's work with this. Maddie, was it an international flight or a domestic flight?
International.
Okay, all right.
Okay, this opens it up. This opens it up.
Okay.
Maddie, did you have to pack a jacket?
No.
No. Okay, warm.
Okay, Maddie.
So that she could have gone northern hemisphere because it's summer up there.
Maddie, I don't know if this is a good question,
Zach. We need length. We need to know how long Maddie was on the plane.
That's a good point. Maddie, what did you do to kill time? How much did you get done on the plane?
That's what you're working.
Sorry, that's a I want to retract my stupid question.
I can kill that, so I did 8 hours, and then I slept for four, and then I did a little bit more at work, so I can't tell you that as the rough hours I did.
It's a long haul, Dom.
It's a long haul flight,
okay,
basically.
Jeez, this could be anywhere.
Really, we should just get a globe and a dart and just throw it somewhere.
I'm thinking LA. Los Angeles.
See, I was going to think one of the major airports, like maybe a Singapore airport or something. So, but, okay, we're going
different. That's not that far away. That's only like 8 hours away. I'm thinking it's long.
All right, if it's LA.
Yeah. It could be anywhere on the planet.
It could be anywhere on the planet.
LA.
We're going LA. Let's back ourselves in. Maddie, have you come from LA?
No, I haven't. I'm a flight attendant for Etihad, and I've come from Abu Dhabi.
Derby. See, I thought it might have been one of those big connecting airports.
You got to take swings, Dom.
You do. This is the lesson,
and I'd like to speak to any children listening.
Yeah, please do.
If you want to achieve greatness, you got to swing.
You do.
Swing hard, because you'll probably strike out.
That's it.
But one time you'll connect, and that ball will go flying out of the stadium.
You don't often get great moral life lessons on FM radio, but you have tonight.
Thank you for your attention, children. Go back to what you're doing.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Day or nay?
Dom, every day is international this, national that.
Mm.
So many different days to celebrate.
So
my
many.
Theory is you can't tell the real days from the fake ones. Well, if I made one up, you wouldn't be able to tell that from one that's official.
Generally, people know, I reckon, Christmas Day, then maybe the other public holidays. And that's about it, really. I mean, for example, would you know that last Friday was World Milk Day? Probably wouldn't. Would you know this Monday was International Cheese Day? Probably wouldn't. Good days, though. I loved them. Had great fun.
Okay, I've got 3 days in front of me. These days are all the 8th of June, sure. i.e. tomorrow.
Oh, great. Okay, so...
So you can get in and celebrate these.
Plan celebrations.
We have three. One is one I made up. Two are real days occurring tomorrow. The first one is called Change Your Oil Day. Just a friendly reminder to change the oil in your car.
How often are you meant to do that?
I don't know. I guess this is what the day's about, raising awareness.
Well, because I've been driving for 8 years, 9 years, yeah. And I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, but you get it regularly serviced.
I do.
That's what they're doing in the service.
Is that
mate?
What they're doing? Okay, yeah. Great. So I don't have to worry about that then?
Not if you're getting it serviced regularly.
Cool.
If you want to do that yourself, changing the oil will be a part of that process.
Happy with the service. Okay, great. So change your oil day. Not one I'd celebrate, but okay.
The next one is Best Friends Day.
Oh, that's lovely. You and I could celebrate.
Oh, we have to be best friends. That would be the issue there.
Yeah.
Didn't say forced together by workplace day.
He's joking. We get on great.
Dom was asked the other day, does Zach and you actually get along?
Does Zach actually like you, I think? And it's not the first time I've been asked that. And actually, do you?
Yeah, of course I do.
Great, cool. I'll take your word on that. Best Friends Day. All right, so what's just a day to celebrate best friends, I guess?
Yeah, that's right.
In the title?
And the last day is Upsy Daisy Day.
What's that?
Well, you know how you usually get out of bed in the morning a bit grumpy.
Okay.
Yes. On Upsy Daisy Day, you got to have a spring in your step when you get up. and have a smile on the face and you say, It's good to be alive. I'm going to be in a good mood when I get up in the morning. No grumpiness here.
What?
Upsy Daisy Day.
Why did I call it Upsy Daisy Day?
I think because you're like upsy.
Yeah.
Like you're up in mood. And then daisy because flowers are associated with, I don't know, morning.
Is it a saying I've missed out on? Upsy Daisy?
Upsy Daisy.
Maybe.
In some parts of the world.
Well, I guess it would be Upsy Daisy Day if it's Best Friends Day, wouldn't it? So those two would work together quite well.
Okay, change your oil day, Upsy Daisy Day, or Best Friends Day. Which one is made up?
Okay, I'm going to say Best Friends Day's real. That seems very believable. Upsy Daisy Day, I think that's a great idea.
Yep.
In fact, I think that should be everyone's attitude every day. Yep. We should put it on memes. So I'm going to say change your oil day is one you've made up.
Oh my goodness, he's finally got one correct.
Yes!
How did you think that Upsy
Daisy Daisy Day was a real day.
I think it's a great idea. I'm happy to celebrate that one. I think Upsie Daisy. I mean, okay. I don't know what your Upsie Daisy Day celebrations are going to be, but it's great,
folks. When you wake up in the morning,
yep.
make sure you're in a good mood. Mm. Celebrate Upsie Daisy Day. Maybe call your best friend.
Yeah,
and why not change your oil?
Just do it all.
It's not an official day. But you can do it if you want.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Earlier this evening, we did do a live stream on Collective Noun's Facebook page. I think it's still up if you want to go watch it. You're not missing much, Faye.
No need to check that out. It's not great.
It was a Skittle streak.
Yep.
Dom tried this on the radio last week and failed horribly.
I did.
He said that the restriction of radio made him fail. It was where he was blindfolded and he had to pick the flavours of Skittles just by the taste. He said he could do a whole packet. He got like four right.
It was how many could I do in a row? And last week I did fail miserably on the radio. I asked for a second shot at redemption. We went on Facebook Live to do it tonight. And, I mean, ultimately I don't think anything from there is relevant to the story.
You failed on numerous attempts. We gave you a chance to start again if you wanted to.
I had three goes.
This is on the third attempt. Yep. This is the second Skittle. So he got the first Skittle right.
Mm.
This is the second one.
Strawberry.
It wasn't.
It was great.
Second one.
Yeah.
You couldn't even get two right.
I'll be honest, that live stream ends in me sculling a glass of Skittles. And
it's not your finest, mate.
There's some drool involved as I try to chew a mouthful of Skittles. Honestly, I don't remember it. I'm sugar crashing at the moment from that many Skittles. It's been an unusual night.
You haven't seen the comments yet. I've picked out a few to read to you.
I mean, I don't know if I want you reading
these. This is
a
representation of what the people were saying.
Okay.
Leanne said, first, you don't know a whole new world.
Yeah.
Now you can't identify Skittles. That's a reference to last night on the show. Dom didn't know the song A Whole New World from Aladdin.
I didn't, no.
So it's not painting a good picture for yourself.
Thanks, Leanne.
Benjamin has a similar thing to say, but picks on you for some other reasons.
What does Ben have to say, hey?
Can't pick flavours and he cheats at Monopoly. Am I surprised? That's referencing your inclination to cheat at Monopoly.
Yep.
This is really just pointing out flaws.
Really? We've got a really harsh performance review going on here. I mean,
Emily says this is so disappointing.
Did anyone have anything nice to say?
No. Nicole said Zach looks like he would rather be doing something else. That's correct.
Well,
I would. That's about halfway through, I opted out. I said, I apologized. I said, I'm sorry for wasting your time.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Zach looks like he'd rather be doing something else could be said a lot of the time on this radio show. I think it's fair to say.
This comment from Amanda is interesting because I think it's an insult, but I don't think you'll take it that way.
Okay.
Amanda says, shut up and eat. I think she was saying what we were talking about wasn't entertaining.
Right.
Get to the eating. But if you were told in a social situation, shut up and eat.
Happily.
That'd be music to your ears.
Thanks, Amanda. Would love to.
All right, I feel like this will close it out.
Yeah, sure.
Michael says, why do we keep having faith in Dom? Good question. Because Dom comes out and he says he can do these things over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And he's yet to do one.
Yeah, failed at all of them.
Constantly and failing on challenges that he sets for himself.
I think the first one was about almost 2 years ago. I said I could pick the different chicken nuggets from different fast foods.
Yeah, you weren't able to do that. You said you could drink a liter of milk in a minute. You couldn't do that.
There's been at least 10, I reckon, and I've failed. Again and again and again. Now, some might say that's when you learn your lesson, you pack up your bag, you go home. You think, this game's not for me. But they don't know Dom Fay. I'll be back with another food-related challenge that I will nail next time.
People hearing this as well would be thinking, Dom's just saying these things so that they have something to talk about on the radio. No. He was so committed to this. He said he was training in the afternoon.
Mm.
He said that he had been practicing. He wanted to buy a bigger packet of Skittles because he believed he could do the family pack. Look, I said, no, just get the single pack.
I just want to sincerely apologize to my friends, my family, you and our producer, Michael, and the country. You know what? No, the world.
We had a counter on the live stream.
Yeah.
Counting every time Dom got a Skittle right.
Yeah.
Michael, our producer, made sure there was a lot of room on the counter so that we could go to, you know, double digits, maybe even triple digits.
Yeah.
We never got past five.
And Michael's now suggesting that I get at the fix you bed for an official apology on the show.
Do you have it there?
I don't have it on me, but I should. I need to get that stored. Look, I'm very sorry. I apologize. I've made a big mistake. My stomach is telling me that as well. I don't know what to say, Zach. I feel like any shred of confidence I had left is gone. The only bright light from this evening's events was that my mum, Judy, did jump in on the comment feed. And I think she had a great time by the look of it. There were a lot of people saying hi to Judy.
Well, I've just found a comment from Lucas, and maybe it's a good one.
Yeah, wrap it up.
What to wrap it up with this.
Yep.
Lucas says, haters gonna hate. Eaters gonna eat. And that is a catchphrase coined on this radio program.
Absolutely.
Haters gonna eat. Eater's going to eat.
Yeah.
We push on, Dom.
That is all we've got time for tonight. If you do want to check out that live stream, just search for Collective Noun on Facebook and you'll be able to find it there. Also, the podcast, search for Collective Noun on iTunes. You can download that. And we will see you Monday night at 10.
Bye.
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.